Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I'm an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on demands by a home improvement contractor for payment in connection with a contract for home improvement repairs and services. This segment is in a series of informational segments concerning the home improvement statute and homeowner claims. Before I begin discussing the subject matter of this informational segment, I would like to summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 28 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. In summary, the Massachusetts Home Improvement Statute under Massachusetts General Law, Chapter 142A, provides certain rights and protections to homeowners who enter into home improvement and construction contracts over $1,000. In general terms, this law provides that no final payment shall be demanded until the contract is complete to the satisfaction of the parties, including the homeowner. You should not feel bullied nor intimidated into making the final payment to your contractor, the person or company that is working for you, the homeowner. Should your particular contractor make demand for final payment, that demand may be in violation of the Home Improvement Statute and may also be in violation of the Massachusetts Consumer Protection Law, Chapter 93A. If it is demanded that you make final payment prior to the completion and your acceptance of the project, it is suggested that you, the homeowner, do not fire off an angry letter to the contractor. One suggestion would be to arrange a mutually agreeable meeting with the contractor in order to walk through the project and put together what is commonly referred to as a punch list. In general terms, the punch list is a list of items that you, the homeowner, feel need to be addressed or corrected prior to final payment. Once you have this list, you and the contractor should discuss how to resolve the items on the list and whether the items will be repaired or modified or whether a credit will be issued. Should the contractor refuse to meet with you or cooperate with you, then you may consider your options including but not limited to making the final payment or making an undisputed payment or contacting an attorney. If it is your decision to contact an attorney, we would suggest that you gather the documents and the photographs and consult with an attorney who focuses or concentrates in the area of homeowner and their rights. Many times, an attorney can review the various facts and documents and come up with alternatives that are beneficial to you, the homeowner. You, as a homeowner, should not feel like you're being bullied or intimidated into payment for a home improvement project that you have not yet accepted as being completed. Remember, your home is most likely the largest financial asset that you have and the place where you need to feel safe and secure. Hopefully, this informational segment has given you some information and direction in order to further educate yourself on the issue of final payment of a home improvement contract. Should you have problems with your home improvement contract, please feel free to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley to discuss your specific situation. We offer brief telephone consultations concerning home improvement claims. We also offer flexible fee arrangements, including contingent fee, hourly fee, and a combination of both reduced contingent with a reduced hourly provision. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. The information contained in this informational segment should not be considered as legal advice. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this segment and remind you that this informational segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.